Thank you to the head of the delegation. Allow me to begin by highlighting Cambodia's industrious collaboration with the UN treaty bodies and relevant stakeholders. As a central agent of the government, the Cambodian Human Rights Committee coordinates with the line ministries and parties concerned to compile the human rights report to be submitted to each of the UN treaty body and monitor the implementations of the recommendations accepted through the inter-ministerial working groups such as the UPR report, the ICESCR report, the ICCPR report, the International Convention on Eliminations of All Forms and Racial Discrimination report, and the International Convention of Protection for All Persons from Enforced Disappearance report. To respond to some of the UN-specific report, the government also has established other central mechanism working group, including the Cambodian National Council for Women under the Ministries of Women's Affairs, on the CEDAW report with support from the UN Women and provided input by other NGO concerning with women's issue. The Cambodian National Council for Children under the Ministries of Social Affairs, Veterans and Youth Rehabilitations for the International Convention on the Rights of the Child report to be supported from UNICEF and Child Rights Coalition Cambodia. The Disability Action Council under the Ministry of Social Affairs, Veterans and Youth Rehabilitation for the International Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities report, and the National Committee Against Torture under Cruel, Inhumane or Degrading Treatment for Punishment under the Ministry of Interior for the International Convention Against Torture under Cruel, Inhumane, Degrading Treatment or Punishment report. And lastly, the Anti-Corruption Unit for the United Nations Convention Against Corruption report. During the third Universal Periodic Review back in 2019, Cambodia has accepted 174 recommendations from the respective member states. After the recommendations were adopted, the Cambodian Human Rights Committee also conducted national consultation with line ministries to disseminate and review the progress of the recommendation implemented. In preparing for the state's fourth UPR this year, the government produced the 2021 midterm report for the purpose of monitoring the implementations of the accepted recommendation by relevant ministries. The national concerted effort is further compounded by the collaboration with the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights in Cambodia to conduct numerous consultations throughout the process on both drafts of the reports. Also, consultation with civil societies to receive their valuable inputs and frank feedback, ensuring a comprehensive and holistic approach is utilized. By recognizing the important roles different actors are playing, the states continue to sustain this valuable dialogue with relevant stakeholders in moving forward with the adopted recommendation to be received in this fourth UPR. In order to ensure that national policy is produce and to realize tangible outcomes that is beneficial for everyone. Furthermore, the royal government also maintain an open door policy for dialogue with civil society, and ministerial web pages are remain open to receive further comments and questions related to all manners. And in addition, the government representatives has always remained at this disposal for non-governmental organizations and civil society meetings upon request to discuss further issues. Some notable policies and measures that result from the previous UPR concerning the advancements of the well-being of the people to build an inclusive and cohesive society include the successful final draft law on the establishment of the National Human Rights Institution. Excellencies, currently only 129 human rights institutions have been established worldwide. Cambodia is poised to join the five countries in ASEAN that have already established the national human rights institutions, including Thailand, Malaysia, Indonesia, Philippines, and Myanmar. And in pursuing this noble goal, the royal government has collaborated and received technical support from the OACHR and the Asia Pacific Forum of National Human Rights Institution. There have also been 32 consultations further conducted for the draft law to ensure that it is in line with the Paris principles and that expertise are leveraged and that comprehensive inputs are received from relevant regional and international stakeholders. including the ASEAN Intergovernmental Commission on Human Rights, the National Institutions of Human Rights of Malaysia, of Indonesia, of Philippines, the Senate and the National Assemblies, as well as the representative from embassies. Among them, there was also robust participation from national and international civil society organizations. Also, professionals in higher education from the academic institutions, from the Bar Associations of Cambodia, from the unions and federations, from women's and children organizations and associations of persons with disabilities, from the press units, and from the representatives of indigenous people. And finally, the draft law is then submitted to the Council of the Ministers in late 2023, where it awaits further revisions from the Council of Jurors. Thank you. I now return the floor back to the head of the delegations.